Welcome to the History of North America. I'm Mark Vinette. Let me remind you about the channel that presents the videos of each episode in our series. The YouTube channel's name is Timeline. You can find the direct link to the channel in the show notes or at my website, markvinette.com. The channel consists of four history video series. The first is History of North America, which, as you know, presents each podcast episode in video format with images. The second is the eponymous Timeline series of videos, which is an exhilarating journey all the way back to the scientific view of creation. Titans of History is the channel's third video series, which presents the incredible people and events that shape the course of history. The fourth and final video series on the channel are introductions to each of my books of historical fiction. With some 17,000 Puritans migrating to New England by the mid-1630s, Harvard was founded in anticipation of the need for training clergy for the new Commonwealth, then known as a church in the wilderness. Harvard was established in 1636 by vote of the Great and General Court of the Massachusetts Bay Colony. Let's listen to audio tracks from the Timeline video channel about America's early educational institutions, including Harvard. This edition of Titans of History presents Ivy League schools. The Ivy League is a collegiate athletic conference comprising sports teams from eight private institutions of higher education in the northeastern United States. The conference name is also commonly used to refer to those eight institutions as a group. Ivy League schools are the American Northeast's eight oldest colleges, known as Brown, Columbia, Cornell, Dartmouth, Harvard, Princeton, Yale, and the University of Pennsylvania. The term Ivy League has connotations of academic excellence, selectivity in admissions, distinguished faculties, and social elitism. Ivy League schools are viewed as some of the most prestigious in the United States and are ranked among the best universities worldwide. Seven of the eight schools were founded during the American colonial period. The exception is Cornell, which was founded in 1865. Ivy League institutions account for seven of the nine colonial colleges chartered before the American Revolution, the other two being Rutgers and William and Mary. Students have long revered the ivied walls of these older schools. Planting the ivy was a customary class day ceremony designated as Ivy Day at many colleges in the 1800s. The first usage of ivy in reference to a group of colleges is from sports writer Stanley Woodward. The term Ivy League began being used unofficially thereafter by other sports writers. These older schools were known for their long-standing traditions in intercollegiate athletics, often being the first colleges to participate in such activities. The term Ivy League became official in 1954 after the formation of the NCAA Division I Athletic Conference. We hope you have enjoyed this presentation and look forward to sharing history with you again soon. This edition of Titans of History presents Harvard University. Harvard is a private Ivy League research university established in 1636 in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Its history, influence, and wealth have made it one of the most prestigious universities in the world. Harvard College was originally established by the Massachusetts Colonial Legislature and soon thereafter named for English colonist and clergyman John Harvard, its first major benefactor. Founded 16 years after the arrival of the Pilgrims at Plymouth, the school gradually acquired considerable autonomy and private financial support, becoming a chartered university in 1780. Today, the university is organized into separate academic units and faculties with campuses throughout the Boston metropolitan area, containing many world-class museums, libraries, and beautiful historic buildings. Over the centuries, Harvard has spawned, developed, nurtured, and welcomed many celebrated alumni and faculty, and produced several distinguished Nobel laureates, Rhodes Scholars, heads of state, Supreme Court justices, university presidents, founders of major industries, technology companies, international law firms, and global financial institutions, and many athletes, artists, journalists, and celebrities, including Conan O'Brien, Natalie Portman, Bill O'Reilly, and Matt Damon. Prominent alumni also include more American presidents than any other institution. We hope you have enjoyed this presentation and look forward to sharing history with you again soon.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-218-6010. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-218-6010. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-218-6010.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
This edition of Titans of History presents the University of Pennsylvania. The University of Pennsylvania is a private Ivy League research university located in Philadelphia. Penn is one of the 14 founding members of the Association of American Universities and one of the 9 original colonial colleges. Benjamin Franklin, Penn's founder, advocated an educational program that focused as much on practical education for commerce and public service as on the classics and theology. The university coat of arms adopted features directly from the Franklin family's own coat of arms. Penn was one of the first academic institutions to follow a multidisciplinary model pioneered by several European universities. The first school of medicine in North America, the first collegiate business school, and the first student union building and organization were all born at Penn. Penn is among the top research universities in the world for both quality and quantity of research. The university is associated with several important innovations and discoveries in many fields of science and the humanities. Over its long history, Penn has produced many distinguished alumni and Nobel laureates. These include heads of state, Supreme Court justices of the U.S. and other countries, university presidents, founders of technology companies, international law firms, and global financial institutions, and many athletes, artists, and celebrities. Prominent alumni include the 9th President of the United States, William Henry Harrison, Donald Trump, John Legend, Warren Buffett, and Sharon Stone. We hope you have enjoyed this presentation and look forward to sharing history with you again soon. This edition of Titans of History presents the Juilliard School in New York City. The Juilliard School, located in the Lincoln Center for the Performing Arts on the Upper West Side of Manhattan in New York City, is a performing arts conservatory established in 1905 as the Institute of Musical Art. The school was initially founded on the premise that the United States did not have a premier music school and too many students were going to Europe to study music. In 1920, the Juilliard Foundation was created, named after wealthy textile merchant Augustus Juilliard, who bequeathed a substantial amount of money for the advancement of music in the USA. Programs in dance and drama were added later. Mergers and restructuring eventually led to the adoption of Juilliard as the name of the institute. The Juilliard School trains university undergraduate and graduate students in music, drama, and dance. It is widely regarded as one of the world's leading music schools with some of the most prestigious arts programs. Admittance into the Juilliard School is highly competitive, with an average acceptance rate of 7% from thousands of applicants worldwide. Notable teachers and alumni include John Houseman, Maria Callas, Itzhak Perlman, Kevin Spacey, Robin Williams, Kelsey Grammer, Yo-Yo Ma, and Kevin Kline. Juilliard alumni have collectively won hundreds of major awards and prizes, including Grammys, Tonys, Emmys, Oscars, Pulitzer Prizes, and National Medals for the Arts. We hope you have enjoyed this presentation and look forward to sharing history with you again soon. I'm Mark Vinette, and thanks for joining me. It's always nice to have your company. Doctors endorse it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calotrin Healthy Weight Loss. Ron in Texas lost 35 pounds. Marie in Pennsylvania lost 117 pounds with Calotrin. Diane not only lost weight, but she also found relief from arthritis. Lynn lost over 45 pounds. Calotrin contains collagen, the most abundant protein naturally occurring in the human body, which decreases as we age. Taking Calotrin promotes better sleep, more energy, less joint pain, and best of all, weight loss. Calotrin has an amazing 86% success rate with their 90-day supply. And this week, take advantage of their President's Day sale. Buy the 90-day supply and get an extra month free, plus free shipping. Ordering is so easy. Just text the word HISTORY to the code 30605, and we'll send you a link to this special offer. Again, text HISTORY, that's HISTORY, using the code 30605.